Jack listened to Percival's answer and then let go of him. Percival, released, surrounded by the comfortable presence of humans, fell in the long grass and went to sleep. Jack cleared his throat, then reported casually, "He says the beast comes out of the sea." The last laugh died away. Ralph turned involuntarily, a black, humped figure against the lagoon. The assembly looked with him, considered the vast stretches of water, the high sea beyond, unknown indigo of infinite possibility, heard silently the sough and whisper from the reef. Maurice spoke, so loudly that they jumped.
"Daddy said they haven't found all the animals in the sea yet."
Arguments started again. Ralph held out the glimmering conch, and Maurice took it obediently. The meeting subsided.
"I mean, when Jack says you can be frightened because people are frightened anyway, that's all right. But when he says there's only pigs on this island, I expect he's right, but he doesn't know. Not really. Not certainly, I mean."
Maurice took a breath.
"My daddy says there's things, what do you call them, that make ink? Squids, that are hundreds of yards long and eat whales whole."
He paused again and laughed gaily.
"I don't believe in the beast, of course. As Piggy says, life's scientific, but we don't know, do we? Not certainly, I mean."
Someone shouted,
"A squid couldn't come up out of the water?"
"Could.
Couldn't."
In a moment, the platform was full of arguing, gesticulating shadows. To Ralph seated, this seemed the breaking up of sanity. Fear, beasts, no general agreement that the fire was all important. And when one tried to get the thing straight, the argument sheared off, bringing up fresh, unpleasant matter. He could see a whiteness in the gloom near him, so he grabbed it from Maurice and blew as loudly as he could. The assembly was shocked into silence. Simon was close to him, laying hands on the conch. Simon felt a perilous